It's been tough, you know. Me and man Elvis, we were you know, friends off the field, and you know, we were real good teammates. But I think, you know, we were, you know, brothers off the field. But you know, that's part of the business, and I think that you know, we've done some positive things for our team. You know, put us in a better situation than where we were last year. You know, Robert Ayers, you know, he's going to do a lot of great stuff for us this year. He's been doing a lot of great stuff for us, you know, before, but, you know, he's going to do a lot of great stuff for us this year. We picked up Sean Phillips. You know, he's can bring that pass rush element, and he can play linebacker too. So, you know, I think, you know, what Mr. Elway and you know, Coach Fice and Coach Del Rio and all the guys, I think we definitely put ourselves in a better situation than where we were last year.
Do you think that in a lot of ways you're going to be the one that fills Elvis's cleats, because you might be the one tormenting the left tackles on third down, you know, the spot that he's in?
I mean, for me, it really doesn't. I played on the left side, you know, going against right tackles. But for me, I mean, it really doesn't matter. I play on the left, play on the right. I blitz in the middle. I think, you know, Coach Del Rio, we do, and the staff, they do a really good job of putting me in situations where I could help us win. And, you know, Sean Phillips, you know, he's playing on the right side, he's playing on the left side. I don't think it's just be a right or left, you know, thing for me and him. It wasn't just a right and left thing for me and Elvis. But, you know, I think, you know, we definitely put ourselves in a better situation than what we were in last year.
When all that was going down, were you talking with Elvis saying, come on, man, you
got to
come back?
Yeah, I talked to Elvis every day. I went to Miami when I got back to Afghanistan, and we had lunch and, you know, talked about everything. And, you know, it's just a business aspect of the National Football League. It's tough, man, and, you know, we definitely experienced it this offseason.
So, but we just tell him, man, you got to come back. Come on, just me and you were – we're in this together.
No, I mean, it's never been that type of relationship with me and Elvis. We always talked about what was better for, you know, each other. And, you know, I know it was like, I wasn't, you know, trying to be selfish about the situation and, you know, tell him to come back. You know, he knew what type of team we had. He knew what type of guys we had in the locker room. You know, he's been here way longer than me. He knows how, you know, the Broncos organization is and, you know, the city of Denver. But he just had to pull the trigger on something that was better for him. And, you know, I think it's better for him, and I'm all for it.
So you made the Super Bowl guarantee, you know, earlier in the winter. Without Elvis, does that guarantee change at all?
No. I mean, I stand behind it, and I think you could go in the locker room and you can ask, you know, all the guys in the locker room, and I think they'll ride with me. You know, I don't think, you know, I wasn't being arrogant or cocky when I made the, you know, the guarantee. It was something bigger than myself. It was I did it for, you know, the story about my cousin and, you know, everything. I did it for him. And whenever you're doing something for somebody else, it always puts, you know, extra meaning behind it. You know, I want to win a Super Bowl just like everybody else in the locker room. And I'm going to do whatever it takes to get there. You know, as you can tell from last year, it takes more than just having, you know, a good team. It takes a little bit of luck. It takes a little bit of talent, skill. I mean, it's a mixture of what it takes to, you know, get there. And we experienced that last year.
How much do you sense the Baltimore loss is sticking with guys and is the fuel for that motivation?
I mean, at first, you know, through the offseason, you know, when the offseason first started, you know, it was tough. It was like, man, you know, we lost. We weren't supposed to be losing. But now it's not – I mean, it's not too bad. You know, you take it for what it was and, you know, we're reloading. We have a – I feel like we have a, you know, a way better team than what we had last year. You know, nobody expected us to do the type of stuff that we did last year but us. And, you know, as the season winded down, you know, we kind of figured out we had a chance to do it. But, you know, I mean, like I said, it takes a little bit more than just having, you know, a really good team. It takes a little bit of luck. It takes a, you know, a mixture of things to get it done. I think we understand that. And, you know, we're going to go into the seasons not, you know, we're thinking about Baltimore doing all this stuff. Of course, you know, we have Baltimore the first game of the season. But we just want to be the best team we could possibly be. And we know if we can do that, that'll be more than enough.
What do you think makes this team better than last year's team?
I mean, some of the additions that we got, you know, we got Coach Del Rio for a second year. We're in the same defense, you know, for a second year. You know, we kind of understood what it meant to play, you know, good defense last year, but coming again, doing the same thing again. I think, you know, everybody is you know, a little bit more familiar with what our jobs and what our roles are. And, you know, just the additions that we had, I feel like we, you know, we definitely have a chance to do great things. We had a chance to do great things last year. But, you know, I know if we take it one day at a time, one play at a time, we can definitely get it done.
Don, you've always kind of been very supportive of Tim and the Tim Tebow as a teammate when he was here. Now he's been released. What do you think is next?
I mean, he might be back here, huh? He might come back to dinner, huh? And I mean, you know, with the national championships and the wins and losses that Tim has, you know, had in his career, I don't think it's about, you know, wins and losses, you know, on the field. He's a winner in life, you know, as long as you're a good guy, as long as you have all your morals in the right spots, good things will happen. And I think that's the same. I think that'll go well for Tim. I mean, he's a winner in life, and, you know, he has a lot of great things in store for him.
Still, what's the addition who maybe excites you the most right
now? I mean, I like Wes Welker. I like the Wes Welker addition, and I don't even play offense. But, I like, you know, Demaryius coming back. You know, he's not an addition, but, you know, with the success that he had last year, with the success Decker had, and, you know, all those guys. I mean, I'm pretty excited, you know, for the offense. But, you know, Sean Phillips, I mean, we had a relationship. You know, that was one of the first guys I met in the National Football League, before I had even stepped foot on Dove Valley. You know, we got the same agent. We're both represented by Athletes First, and he just had a lot of, you know, wisdom to give me before I had even, you know, stepped in the football league, before I had even met Elvis. So it's kind of, you know, kind of kawinky dink that, you know, he came to our team. And, you know, the friendship that we had off the field, and, you know, we can share some of that stuff. And it's not like, you know, he's been a big time player for, you know, all these years, and that's just that just shows you the type of business that you have. You know, you let a guy like Sean Phillips go, and, you know, we pick him up, and I'm excited about it. I'm excited about all the additions that we got, but, you know, Sean, you know, and some of the wisdom that he can give me, you know, third downs, you know, nickel situations, you know, he can get after the passer too from a number of different positions. So I'm pretty excited about, you know, our defense. I'm pretty excited for Sean and, you know, everybody that we picked up.
Now that you're in your third year, look forward to maybe being a mentor to younger guys, particularly Quanterrus Smith, another pass rusher, like Elvis was for you the last 2 years?
I mean, I feel like I've been a mentor, you know, since I got here. You know, the other guys, you know, we only had one first-round pick, and, you know, I feel like I was just – I can't – you know, on the field, that stuff will take care of itself, but inside the locker room, I feel like we have one of the best, you know, locker rooms in the National Football League. And, you know, everybody plays different, and I know when he comes here all I control is the type of person I am in the locker room. I, you know, do everything that I possibly can and make it easy for him and show him, you know, the same stuff that I showed, that Elvis showed me. But, I mean, Elvis, he's such a technician, you know. There's no way you could be at that size and play, you know, the level that he played without being a technician. And that's what he showed me. That was what he showed me on the field. Off the field, it was more of a brotherhood. On the field, he showed me how to be a technician, how to use these situations. And I don't think I could do that for, you know, another guy, because I'm a technician when it comes to certain stuff, but not like Elvis. You know, Elvis is a, you know, a technician. He's a one of a kind player.
So as a pass rusher, what did you think about the Sylvester Williams pick?
Oh man, I think he was great. I mean, you know, with Vic coming back and Terrence coming back, and, you know, Silver and Mitch and you know, picking up you know, Sylvester Williams, I think we have one of the best interior defensive lineman in the game right now. And, you know, we haven't even stepped foot on the football field. We still got a long way to go. And I think, you know, watching Sylvester, watching, you know, the pick, I think it was a great pick for us, and I think he'll do a lot of great stuff for us.
When we talk about all these players that are going to try to replace Elvis's production on the field, you and I have talked about what he meant in the locker room. How did he replace that leadership? Who steps up into that void?
I mean, I think it's a lot of guys fighting for that void right now. I mean, you can just tell when we're working out, it's a lot of guys, you know, leaders coming out of nowhere, you know, guys that weren't really talking the year before, because Elvis had, you know, he had that leadership. He's been established in his league for, you know, so many years. But, you know, now it's just like, you know, it's somebody arise, you know, during this, during the offseason period, training camp coming around, the guys who make plays on the field, somebody will fill their leadership void. And I think, you know, on the field, there's no way you can replace what Elvis did for us production-wise. But I feel like if we all take a percentage of what he did, so if I set my game up 5%, Derek Wolfe steps his game up 5%. You know, everybody just takes a, you know, a little piece of what he took, of what him leaving, you know, had taken from us. I think that, you know, we can definitely get it done. I think we still be able to play solid run defense on first and second down. Third down, I'm sure Coach Del Rio, you know, he's a wizard. You know, he'll make sure that we get guys back there, get to the quarterback. And as long as all the guys in the locker room, it doesn't matter if they're starting or not, you know, everybody take a little piece of the percentage, I think we'll be all right.
Vaughn, tell us about the chickens that you've been raising.
All right. Got my first chickens, 38 chickens. I named them all. All left the players on the team. No, I'm just playing. I'm pretty excited about it. You know, you got to start from somewhere. And, you know, as you guys all know, you know, getting into the poultry industry is something that I always wanted to do. I just don't want to go out and buy a house and, you know, do all this stuff and throw money at all this stuff. You know, I really wanted to get to the fundamentals, you know, get back to just raising, you know, chicks. And then I'm just going to go from there. I raised chicks in college, you know, in class and stuff. But, you know, now it's just a project for me to do it on my own and see, you know, where I go with it. So, I mean, I'm pretty excited about it. You know, the chicken's not out here in Dallas. I mean, in Denver, you know, the weather is fluctuating, you know, way too much right now. I got them back in Dallas, and, you know, I'm pretty excited about it. It's a start for Miller Farms right now.
Did you actually name them?
No, I didn't name them.
Where are they specifically?
In Dallas, Texas, at my house in Dallas, Texas. Okay. I got 8 acres in Dallas. And, you know, we had a chicken coop for about a year and a half now, but just no chickens. And, you know, we finally just made the move to go ahead and get them. So I'm pretty excited about it. I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing, you know, what it turns out. You know, hopefully I have some chicken tenders for you guys.
Is the name of, do you have a name for the company?
Miller Farms is where I'm starting out, but it's all raw right now. You know, I mean, who knows? I mean, I'm only my third year in the league. And, you know, this is just a small investment where I can, you know, see, you know, where I go from here. Hopefully it'll snowball into something bigger.
Are you doing layers or fryers?
I got layers. I got a couple of layers in there. You know, when the hens get big enough, I'm gonna, you know, keep those layers. But everybody else is gonna be chicken tenders.
Do you want to play with more weight this season?
Yeah, that's always been a goal for me, is to be bigger, stronger, faster. At my position, you know, I'm already undersized as it is. As much as I hate saying it, you know, I'm undersized as it is. So as much mass as I can put on, but still keep, you know, what makes me the player that I am. And that's, you know, speed and quickness. As long as I keep that, the more mass that I can put on and, you know, keep those guys off me, the better.
What's your ideal weight for
Yoker? I mean, I'm 160 right now. I'm feeling pretty good. The biggest I played last year was 155. And I think those were, you know, some of my best games. But I really want to play like 160, 162. You know, I don't want to be you know, too big, you know, out there, too sluggish out there. But I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling, you know, better than I ever felt working with, you know, Luke Richardson and all the guys in the weight room. I definitely feel like my body is responded, you know, to, you know, workouts that we've been doing.
160.
260. 260, not bad. that's more like Wes Walker right there. But, I mean, about 260, 262 right in there.
We knew what you were saying.
Did you keep doing that? Did you find something new?
No, I mean, this season I'm gonna do this training session that we're doing now, and you know, when we get that month, 2 months and a half off, I think I'm gonna stay here for a month and work out with Coach Richardson. He wasn't too happy with me, you know, by doing yoga, but I think he saw some of the success that I had. And I think I could definitely take it up to another level. I mean, I've been around you know, J.J. Watt for. You know, for the Afghanistan trip and, you know, being out of New Orleans. And, you know, we were good friends before all that stuff. But when you see the way the guy works and, you know, coming second to him, you know, 49-1 or 39-1, I mean, it's definitely a motivator, you know, for me. And, you know, working out with him, you know, the guy works out every day. And I just want to take the aspect of what makes him the type of player that he is, you know, and add it to my game. We were out in Afghanistan and he woke me up in the morning. He's like, you know, you want to go work out? And I'm like, yeah, cool. You know, I want to go work out. And he's telling me, you know, I'm getting ready to go to the Astros to throw the opening pitch at the Astros. And I'm like, you just don't open the pitch. And he's like, you know, I'm doing batting practice and doing all that stuff too. And, you know, you work out in Afghanistan. We have a great time in Afghanistan. And you leave and you turn on ESPN and you see JJ just cracking him out there. And I'm like, yeah, you know, he had been working on that. And this is something outside of football. And I just want to take the aspect of, you know, what makes him the type of person, the type of player he is, and just add a little bit to my game. And hopefully I can have a little bit better season.
You mentioned Del Rio being back. How much does that help you guys right now? Do you feel like you're already ahead of the game in terms of not having to adjust to something new again?
I mean, I feel like it's definitely, you know, it definitely, you know, helps our game. This is the first time I'm playing you know, the same position for a second year in a row. I mean, I played Sam my rookie year, but it wasn't the same type of Sam that I played my second year in the league. But I'm playing the same type of position that I played last year, I'm playing this year. You know, I got I got a little bit more roles and, you know, all that stuff. But I'm playing the exact same position that I was playing last year. And never in my football career have I done that. So I'm pretty excited about it. You know, Coach Del Rio, he knows the guys. He knows what we can do. And I think we can definitely, you know, get some stuff done. I'm pretty excited about it.
Are you Batman now, or are you still Robin?
I mean, I think we just had to change it up now, you know. I think it just had to be the Super Friends league, or something like that. I think, you know, it's up to you guys. Hopefully next time we meet, y'all have a good nickname for the guys now. But we got Derek Wolf in there. We got the muscle man from Fantastic Four. We got Vic. That's the guy with the rock guy on there. What's his name again? Thing. Yeah, we got Thing in there. We got.
Yeah, but who's the girl?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. But it's not the Fantastic Four. We got a lot of, you know, superheroes in there. So, you know, hopefully, you know, you guys are named there for us next time we meet.
The one thing that J.J. Watt had on you last year with those pass deflections. Mm-hmm. You think you can add that to your repertoire
because
you got everything?
I mean, physically, J.J. Watt is just massive. Man. You know, he plays inside where, you know, the quarterback, he's constantly in the quarterback, you know, face. So, you know, his deflections and all that stuff, maybe I had to, you know, pick that up with interceptions or something like that, or forced fumbles or something like that. I mean, I don't think anybody in the National Football League can, you know, deflect passes or play the way he plays. So I just had to pick it up in other areas of my game. And I think just working out, working with the guys, you know, taking it one day at a time, I think, you know, we could all pick it up a little bit.
So if there's one thing you could take from him, from JJ,
I mean, it's just, with him, you know, everybody knows the natural, you know, athletic freak he is, but, you know, he works at it every single day. And I don't think him, you know, winning Defensive Player of the Year was a surprise because, you know, he worked at it, you know, this time last year. And that's the same thing I'm trying to work at it right now instead of just doing yoga and, you know, doing all that stuff. I really want to get my cardio up. I really just want to get, you know, physically, you know, more in shape. And I just want to be that guy for my teammates.
Okay, one more thing. Thank you. Morning show's working on a little Mom's Day feature, Mom's Day, a week mm-hmm. away from Sunday. What? I know you're a big family guy. What makes your mom so amazing?
My mom has never, ever missed anything I've ever participated in, whether it be assembly at school or a track meet out in Miami or football game up in Oakland or wherever. My mom, she's never ever missed anything I've ever been a part of. And I think that's what you know, makes my mom, you know, different from a lot of moms, and that's what makes her special to me. No matter if we get into it or disagreements or anything, I always had somebody there, and you know, I wanna thank my mom, you know, for that. I'm very appreciative for her, and I just thank God that, you know, I had my mom, you know, that had that impact on me.
Impressive. Not missed once.
Not one. All right, guys. Thank you.